Okay, Mr. Chairman, we're ready.
Got it. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for the salute to the flag?
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, there are two changes to tonight's agenda. The application of Craig and Denise Newton, 237 Park Avenue, is not going to be heard tonight.
Have a great trip.
It is off until April 28th with no further notice by the applicant. The second change we have is Loria Landscaping, 278 Stelton Road. That is also off until April 28th with no further notice by the applicant. Those are all the changes that I'm aware of.
Thank you, sir. Let's move along to item number 5, 22-ZB-10V, Gladys Jezik.
Is Ms. Jezik present?
I am.
Ma'am, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Can I have your name and address, please?
Gladys Jezik, 221 Rivercrest Drive.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
We would like to make an addition where the current sunroom is at and make it permanent living.
Join the meeting.
And make it a permanent living space.
Henry? You have any questions or comments on this?
Were you talking to me, Sean?
Yes, yeah, I'm sorry.
Morning.
Yeah, I mean, the only really comments we have there is regarding the front porch. It appears that the front porch or the front stoop currently comes out about 7 feet from the house, not 8 feet as is represented on the plan. So I don't have any issue covering the existing stoop, creating sort of a front porch or covered entranceway to the house. I just feel that it should be limited to the existing stoop. So from what I scaled out, it's 7 feet out from the right-of-way line or from the setback line, I should say. And that's where the roof should end. So it should be flush with the stoop, not protrude any further out than the existing stoop. And I don't have any really issues that, and that it should remain open since it does extend out into the front yard setback. So as long as they're in agreement to keep it flush with the existing stoop size and keep it open, I don't see any real issues with this application. Good.
Thanks, Henry. Mrs. Jezik, are you okay with that?
Yeah, we're fine with that.
Okay. Anyone else on the board have any questions for this application or this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any comments or questions for this application or this applicant?
Nobody's raising their hand, Chairman.
I'll close the public portion at this point. I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Jezik, your application's been approved based on the conditions that Mr. Hinterstein described. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be there for that meeting, but we will send a copy of that document to you, and you'll need that for your building permits.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yep. Good luck. Thank you, ma'am. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Let's move along to item number 7, which is 21-ZB-79V, Sean Fitzgerald.
Is Mr. Fitzgerald present?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Mr. Fitzgerald, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Right hand.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Your name and address, please.
Sean Fitzgerald, 25 Colburn Road, East Brunswick.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Yes, I went in for a certificate of occupancy to rent 216A Chestnut Place, and I was denied because they explained to me that I had a one-family property, and they said I need to go to the zoning board to get it approved as a two-family, and that is why I'm here, even though I've been using it for a number of years as such, and my tax papers say it's a two-family property, and I need to go to the board, and that's why I'm here, sir.
How long have you owned the property?
38 years.
And when you bought it, was it a two-family?
Evidently not. I bought it from the town at a tax sale in 1985.
And was it set up as a two-family when you bought it?
Yes, sir. The property has not been altered in any form whatsoever from the original design property that I received. The only thing that's been done to it is paint, new roof, things like that. It's not been altered in any manner whatsoever.
Can you describe the layout, please?
Yes. There's a one house on the left side, one house on the right side. When you walk up six steps onto an open air front porch, you walk into a living room, and then you continue through the living room into an eat-in kitchen, and then there's a full bath in the back. Off the eat-in kitchen, there's stairs that go down to the basement. It's a concrete floor basement with a water heater and forced hot air, gas, water heater, gas, forced hot air. It also has a separate water line, separate gas, separate electric for each side. If you would go back through the kitchen into the living room, you go up the stairs and off a very small hallway, there's a bedroom towards the rear with a closet. There's a bedroom towards the front with the closet. And it's the exact duplicate, but just flipped on the other side.
You have any idea what year this building was built?
Yes, there's been a search through the county, and I thought you had the documents. It showed that it was built in 1921.
Good. Mr. Chairman, you may want to check in with your professionals on this.
Yes. First, I would check with Mr. Chadwick and his memorandum that he sent on.
It clearly was constructed as a two-family house, in my estimation. I think the property is need for a little love and care, however.
Mr. Fitzgerald, did you understand that comment?
Yes, I have his report dated the 6th of January, 22. And it states exactly as he stated, that was developed as a two family. And he also stated under number one that the property is assessed as a two family dwelling. No off-street parking is provided. This is a pre-existing condition. On-street parking is available. Property maintenance should be discussed.
So I think what he's saying is there needs to be some property maintenance on this property.
I plan after if I get approval tonight, as I tried to apply for a certificate of occupancy, and I talked to Judy yesterday in that department, and I've also been in touch with Mr. Joe Hoff, the building director, concerning the property. And if I'm approved as a two-family, they will allow me, from my understanding, to get a certificate of occupancy applied for, and she will come over, or whoever comes over from the town, and whatever they suggest, request, or need, or whatever, it will be done.
Good. Henry, do you need to chime in at all?
No, I'm in agreement with John on this one. Clearly appears to have been a two-family home, or constructed that way. I don't have any issues with the certification of nonconformity being approved. Okay. Based on that.
Thank you, Henry. Any other members of the board have any questions for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any comments or questions for this application? Ms. Buckley?
No one's raising their hand, Chairman.
Okay, public portion.
I'd like to say something if I could. Sure. There's a lady here, I believe her name is Janice Brown. I saw her as one of the participants, and she is the lady that owns the exact same house that is right next to my property at 214 Chestnut Place. And I think she's lived in the neighborhood with her son like forever. Her husband was born in the house across the street, and she owns the exact same two-family property right next door. And there's a house, there's also a two-family house across the street also. And I think if she's here, maybe the board might be interested in hearing what she has to say.
Mr. Fitzgerald?
Yes.
I think you've met the burden of proof, to be honest with you. And while we would love to have her testimony, I don't think it's necessary at this point. Having closed the public portion, I'd like to make a motion to approve this application based on the testimony given this evening.
I'll second.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Fitzgerald, the board has granted you a certificate of non-conforming use. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will send that document to you, but you'll need that document to get your CO.
Thank you.
Have a great evening, sir.
You too.
Good first name, by the way.
Let's second that.
Item number 9. 22-ZB-05/09V, Michael Murray.
Good evening, members of the board and professionals. My name is Tim Arch. I'm an attorney licensed in the state of New Jersey, and I'm representing Michael Murray. This is a property located at 616 William Street. It's in the R10A zone. We received a use variance in June 10th of 2021. In a bifurcated use variance application that allows for our proposed use that we're proposing tonight. Tonight, we're seeking preliminary and final site plan approval and one variance to construct two three-story, six-unit townhomes. Took me a second to make sure all those numbers were correct. It's a total of 12 units, and two of those units will be affordable housing units. The one variance that we are requesting is a sign variance for a sign located in the front yard that is, I believe, 12 square feet in area. And we'll discuss the need for that sign in our testimony tonight. We do have two witnesses for our application tonight. One would be Mr. Michael Lanzafama. He'll be testifying as our engineer and planner. And the other is Brian Taylor. He's our architect. Before we get to the testimony, some minor housekeeping. I do believe that we've provided copies of the notice, and I would ask the board attorney if we are have proper jurisdiction before this board.
Yes, the notice was adequate, and you have jurisdiction. The board has jurisdiction to hear this matter.
Thank you. We also have several reports. We had Ms. Corcoran's completeness letter, staff report. We have a staff report from DPW indicating no comments. That is dated February 16th. We have a report from the fire marshal dated, looks like January 31st, indicating that it's been approved. We have Mr. Chadwick's report dated March 3rd. We have Mr. Hinterstein's report, which is dated earlier today, and we have a DNR report that's dated March 23rd, 2022. I don't believe there are any other reports. I would just ask confirmation that those are all the reports that the board is aware of.
Those are all the reports that I have.
Excellent. So without any further ado, I will ask our first witness, Mr. Michael Lanzafama, to come forward and be sworn in.
Mr. Lanzafama, are you present?
Yes, I am.
Could you raise your right hand?
I have.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do. My name is Michael Lanzafama. That's L-A-N-Z-A-F-A-M-A. I'm a licensed professional engineer, land surveyor and planner, licensed in the state of New Jersey. I'm a principal with the firm of Casey and Keller Incorporated, 258 Main Street, Melbourne, New Jersey.
Mr. Chairman, if I could interrupt here, I believe Mr. Lanzafama has appeared as an engineer and planner before this board on prior occasions.
Yes, his credentials are acceptable. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Lanzafama, before we get into your testimony, I know that you've had a chance to review all the staff reports, and we'll be happy to get into any detail that's necessary on an item-by-item basis, but just as a general comment, would you agree that we can comply with or work with the township professionals on all of the conditions of the reports that were presented to us?
Yes, absolutely. We have copies of Mr. Chadwick's report, Mr. Hinterstein's, and the DNR report. We've reviewed them thoroughly as a team, and I see no reason why we couldn't comply or work with the board's professionals to ensure that all of the items in the reports are addressed and or complied with.
Thank you. Mr. Lanzafama, as you are familiar with the site, as you are an engineer and a planner, if you can please give us the benefit of your expertise relates to this site.
Certainly. I'd like to share my screen, if I might. And what I'm going to begin with is an aerial image prepared by our office. It's an aerial photo taken through the NearMap software that we have available. This is an aerial image from July of 2020. This exhibit was utilized during our use variance application that we had gotten approved that Mr. Arch had referred to earlier. But for this application, we should mark it as A1, Mr. Chairman.
A1 with today's date, please.
A1 with the aerial photo, July 2020. So what A1 depicts is the subject property, which is 616 William Street, located on, I'm recovering from a little bit of a cold. It is fronts on William Street. It's approximately 475 feet west of Mountain Avenue. The property is located in the R10A zone. It's a 33,616 square foot parcel, which equates to 0.77 acres in size. It has frontage of 275 and a half feet along William Street and has a depth of 122 feet. Boundary line with the borough of Middlesex runs right down the center of William Street, and the property is surrounded by the multifamily housing development known as Maple Grove. to the north in Middlesex borough is more industrial uses in the IND district. The second exhibit I'd like to utilize is a rendered exhibit. It is the landscape plan that was submitted as part of the application, but it allows us to lay out for you the proposal and what we are planning to do with regard to the development of the property and the details regarding the variance we had received.
So that will be A2?
This would be A2. Rendered landscape plan, sheet number 7 in the plan set. And what this depicts is a development of 12 townhouses clustered in 2 6-unit buildings. The buildings would each have a 1-car garage. Driveways would be available in front of each of the units. So there would be access to a 1-car garage, as well as the ability to park a vehicle directly in front of the garage doors. And this would be typical in each of the units. The development would also provide visitor parking parallel to the front of the units. There would be three parallel parking spaces located along the William Street frontage. We will have a single entry driveway to the site. The use variances were granted. In addition to the use variance, a density and building coverage variances were also granted. The metrics of the site, the front yard requirement is 35 feet. The buildings will be set back 55 feet. The side yard, minimum side yard requirement is 10 feet. The buildings will be set back 10 and a half feet. The rear yard setback would be compliant at 25 feet, which is what's required under the ordinance. The building coverage would be 9,600 square feet or 28.6%, and the density would be 15.5 units per acre. This is all consistent with the variance that we had received. The building heights would be 35 feet. And as I stated earlier, the parking would be provided, one garage space, one driveway space, as well as parallel parking spaces, which would give us 24 parking spaces for the units themselves, as well as the six visitor spots, bring us to a total of 30, provided where 24 are required under the residential site improvement standards. You can see from the exhibit, there would be LED lighting provided. There are four fixtures that are proposed along the street that would illuminate the driveway area. Excuse me. There are also 12 light fixtures that would be mounted along the building facades. The units on the building would be at 8 foot mounting height. The units along the street are set up at 15 feet. I know in Mr. Hinterstein's report, he wants us to utilize a more decorative fixture. The type of fixture we're proposing is kind of a typical fixture you would see in a parking area. He'd like to see us use something more decorative. We're going to be happy to do that and reduce the height to 14 feet. The lighting levels provided, there's a half a foot candle minimum and 1.3 foot candle average, which gives us a nice soft illumination over the site. Each of the units would have an outdoor patio set at grade in the rear of the property, and utilities for the property would be provided from William Street. There's an existing sanitary sewer that comes out of Chariot Court. There's an existing manhole. Laterals would be extended from there along the back property line, which would allow for each unit to connect. Water would be extended from Mountain Avenue up to the site and fed into each unit. Electrical service, gas, telephone, conduit, everything would be underground, and they would all provide for service to the buildings. The sign we're proposing is a 12 square foot sign that would identify the site. It's located about 2 feet off of the right-of-way. Under your ordinances, I believe it's 21-1201, we are allowed to have signs in residential areas of 2 square feet. What we're proposing is 12. And we couldn't find anything that specifically matched the type of application here, other than the township does allow signage for like subdivision developments, things of that sort, of up to 32 square feet, which, excuse me, would be removed once all the units are sold or rented. In this particular application, we would like something more permanent that would help identify the property for visitors and anybody coming to the site. Obviously, the biggest consideration here is stormwater management. We will meet the new BMP regulations, best management practices, and we're achieving that by using porous pavement and allowing for stormwater storage under the parking area. So runoff from the site, we would take advantage of swaled areas, grassed areas along the side of the property, as well as along the front. The way we had established the parking along the front was so that runoff water could sheet flow off and continue to the west. One of the comments in Mr. Histerstein's memo is that we perhaps provide curbing here. We do provide curbing, but it's flush curb. But we could work that out. I'm sure we could still utilize the porous pavement and still have it work. By the way, we will also increase the width of these spaces from 7 feet to 8 feet as requested. As part of the modifications we're going to make to comply with some of the comments is that the street would be extended to the end of the property. We would improve the southern half of the roadway to be compliant with township standards. The curb and sidewalk would be extended across the full frontage. The stormwater management would reduce peak runoff rates to meet the BMP standards of a 50% reduction for the 2-year storm, a 25% reduction for the 10-year storm, and a 20% reduction for the 100-year storm. It would also provide for groundwater recharge. Soil erosion and sediment control measures will also be employed, and we will secure all the necessary permits to execute the construction on the site in conformance with the township and the county standards. One of the questions that came up in one of the memos, this I assume we would mark as A3.
Yes, sir.
This is a truck turning exhibit prepared by my office to show how a garbage truck might enter and exit the site. What we had envisioned is that the refuse would be brought out, that would be normally stored in the garage units. I'm sorry, I'm just gonna have to take a break for a minute. Mm-hmm.
Take your time.
Refuse would be brought out to the curb line. The truck could pull in, back in, and they could then easily walk the refuse to the back of the truck. He can then exit the site. So there's several different ways he can get in and out of the site. So it should be no problem for the refuse truck to maneuver within the site. As far as the landscaping itself, there are, we are proposing cherry trees to kind of frame the front parking area. There'll be honey locust shade trees and ginkgos at the corner of the property. Evergreens, 7 to 8 foot high, would be planted along the back to help screen out the adjoining lot. There were a couple of comments in Mr. Hinterstein's memo regarding additional landscaping along the perimeter and screening the parking in the front. We're going to be working with him on that, and we'll be submitting an amended plan to him for his review and approval. We have no issue with that. There was a mislabeling of the trees along the front. Those would be hollies, not ginkgos, as indicated in the list of plantings. So the only variance we seek is that for the sign. And let me just go to the submission set. This is what we're talking about, something very tasteful, William Street townhomes. You're not talking about an extremely large sign. We felt that the site should have some identification. And site identification is important for life safety issues, for firefighting, police, ambulance to come to a property. So we think it serves a purpose. We don't think that 12 square feet is excessive. We think that under the C2 criteria that this could be granted without any substantial detriment to the public good or the intent and purpose of the zone plan. We will be providing some decorative landscaping at the base as suggested by Mr. Hinterstein. That's about as far as I can go. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Mazzafama.
You're welcome.
Any questions from any members of the board? I was wondering if there was going to be any electric car spaces.
I don't believe there's going to be any in the public parking area. But I believe the units themselves could be equipped in the future with, they could be made electric ready. I know a number of projects where we've done that, but that is a possibility. But I'd have to defer and ask my client.
But you do understand that you would have to comply with New Jersey's new statute on requiring certain developments to install electric charging stations.
Yeah, up to 15% spread out over a period of time. So the units could be made ready as needed, you know, so they would be electric ready technically. Just a matter of putting in the charging unit.
If I may just add, certainly it's a state statute. This board obviously doesn't have any jurisdiction to grant any relief as to that. So we have to comply with that New Jersey state ordinance as to EV spaces. So we certainly agree to comply with that.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions?
Yes, Steve Weissman.
Okay, Steve.
I'm looking at this. You had a picture of a garbage truck backing into it. I'm one of the firefighters in town. I'm wondering if we could get a fire apparatus to make the full turn to get to either end of the court.
I don't believe you could. The fire apparatus, we didn't think that you would want to come up into this area to engage one of these units. We figured you would probably just want to pull up and gain access directly from the street.
And I will, and again, for the record, I will add, Mr. Lanzafama, we did get approval from the from Mr. Gore, the fire marshal, on this proposal.
Okay, I saw that Mr. Gore was part of the process. I didn't know it happened already. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Weissman. Anyone else on the board have any questions? Hearing none, Mr. Arch, you can put on your next.
Mr. Chairman, I have John, a couple. I don't know if they're to the engineer or not. The affordable housing requirement, are these going to be rental or for sale?
Tim, did Michael make a decision on that yet?
I'm going to have to defer to Mr. Michael Murray, who is on.
I believe these have to be for sale. The use variance application required that these be townhomes, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you can rent townhomes, Henry.
Well, the owner of the individual one, I think, could rent it, but I think the original application was apartments, and if I'm not mistaken, they amended it to be townhomes. Now, whether or not a homeowner who purchases it rent it, but I don't know if they could be strictly for rent versus for sale. I'll defer to that to Mr. Keneally.
The reason I raised the question is that if it's a rental, the two units would conform to the township ordinance. If it's for sale, which they certainly seem to be set up that way, then there's a 0.4 unit, which means that under the township ordinance, you have to pay for that 0.4 unit. So I think you need to, my recommendation to the board is that you treat it as an ownership, that they would provide two affordable units.
I believe that's the plan.
It's all two bedroom, potentially three bedroom. And so that they would conform to the, what is the mix requirement under the affordable housing rules. But they'd also have to pay 0.4 value of an affordable unit, which comes right out of also the affordable housing rates.
The one issue, John, was as part of the use variance application, they were limited to two bedrooms as well.
Correct, and we're not proposing, and we'll get into this with the architectural, we're not proposing any three-bedroom units. They are two-bedroom units.
I think they would have to come back to the board in order to install or add an extra bedroom to any of the units.
I missed that when I reviewed the resolution then.
And I do agree with Mr. Hinterstein that at the use variance hearing, these were contemplated as for sale townhomes. So I believe it's 2.4, not 2.
Okay. Well, I would have to look back at the, I don't have the resolution of the previous use variance. So I would certainly look back if there is any restrictions as to rentals versus sales. Obviously, we would abide by whatever the prior approval had, and certainly whatever this is ultimately becomes, whether it is rentals or sales, obviously that's going to be to the satisfaction of the township, and we will comply with the affordable housing calculation as it would apply to what it is.
Thank you, Mr. Arch.
You can please put on your next expert.
I would ask, do you want to open to the public for Mr. Lanzafama individually?
I apologize. I will just for his testimony. Absolutely. Anyone in the public portion have any questions for this expert and his testimony?
There's a Mark Ryman who has his hand up.
Yes.
Mr. Ryman, can you hear us?
Yes.
Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give us to be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Mark Riemann, 123 Chariot Court, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Go ahead with your question.
So I was on this meeting, guess it was back in June, and I am a board member of the Maple Woods Association, which is actually what surrounds this property on three of the sides, not Maple Grove. Maple Grove is actually next to us. And so we had requested that there would be a fencing around the entire property. Now in the one picture, I did see a fence next to your sign. And I just wanted to confirm that that fence was going around three out of the four sides covering the property of Maple Woods.
We will have a fence. I do recall that from the use variance hearing. It's not depicted on the landscaping plan, but the intention is, yes, to have a fence on three sides.
Okay, and would that fence be up prior to the construction of as the first thing is constructed, or would that be like towards the end? And the reason that we are asking is because the parking situation in Maple Woods can be limited at times, and the parking of construction workers and them going in to throw out garbage into our dumpsters, we are asking that be one of the first things to stop that from occurring.
I'm sure that we'll be able to control the trades as they come onto the site. We will have to have a pre-construction meeting with the engineering department and the building department prior to starting work. we'll make sure that all of the contractors that are present at that meeting are aware of the limitations on the site. And we'll make sure that nobody parks on Chariot Court.
Thank you. And the last question that I had was the, you had mentioned and talked about the drainage of that property. And it is very, very saturated piece of land. Time it rains, that is a lake over there. And so I was questioning whether the current level of the ground is going to be increased or if it stays at that level, because it actually is lower than the property to the on your picture to the right, where 123 Chariot is. So I was just wondering if that stays where it is, where it's that dip down, or will that then flow into our property?
No, the way we have it developed is we have catch basins in the back. All of the roof water would be collected along the back and run into a series of catch basins, which would then run towards the front of the site. That stormwater then ties into a manhole on the opposite side of William Street. That there's a 30-inch pipe that then discharges to the west and into an open ditch. So all of that runoff will be controlled in that manner. So a lot of the sheet flow that used to occur in that area that might flow towards any of the adjoining properties would now be collected and directed into the storm pipe system.
Okay, yeah, because if it rains heavy, for example, Ida, you literally could row a kayak in that property.
Understood.
Thank you, Mr. Wyman. Floor is over.
No, Chairman.
Okay, public portion's closed. Mr. Arch, please put on your next witness.
Thank you. My next witness will be Mr. Brian Taylor, if I can have asked that he be sworn in.
Mr. Taylor, are you present?
Yes, I am, right here.
Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Your name and address, please.
Brian Taylor. My office address is 95 Watchung Avenue, North Plainfield, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Mr. Taylor, you are a licensed architect in the state of New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
And you've testified in front of this board in the past, is that correct?
Yes, I have.
And your credentials have not degraded or decreased since that last time testifying, is that correct?
That's correct.
I think we can proceed. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Taylor, you've obviously had an opportunity to see the site, see all the memos, staff reports. You're familiar with our proposal. If you can please take the board through your architectural expertise.
Sure. Let me just share my screen. Can everybody see my screen?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So as it was stated, this project consists of two buildings, each containing six townhome units. Each building is three stories. And what you're looking at currently is the first floor plan, which consists of a garage. It consists of a recreation room, a full bathroom, mechanical closet. Each of the units is essentially identical. Some are mirrored. Up on the second floor, we have a kitchen with an island. We have a dining room area, a living room area, and a powder room. And then up on the third floor, we have two bedrooms. We have a small sitting area. We have another full bathroom and a laundry area. From the last hearing that we had, we did show some of the architecturals, and one of the comments were that they wanted the building to be a little bit more appealing in terms of materials. So the building was mostly just vinyl siding. It was two different colors of vinyl siding with a very small stone base at the bottom. So what we did is we took those comments and understood that the building wanted to look better on all sides. And so we expanded the stone veneer to come up number one to the top of the window and door heads on the first floor level. And that continues around the whole perimeter of the building. And then additionally, we brought the stone veneer up sort of, you know, up these bays of each of the townhome units underneath the gable roof. So, you know, we're just introducing a little bit more masonry. Think, you know, makes the building look a little bit more appealing. So that was one of the comments that we wanted to address. And that's essentially the, you know, the only change from what we presented last time. So it's a pretty simple building. I mean, I can answer any questions that anybody has about the layouts or the exterior.
Mr. Taylor, this is Henry. Just quickly, the elevations that you provided with the architectural set, they don't, I think, depict the type of stone I would imagine that's going to be used on the building. It looked like, you know, just sort of generic block. But I know from the previous elevations, it was, you're going to choose to work with us on some of those stone materials. I imagine it'd be either ledge stone or some kind of veneer stone that's a little bit more decorative than just like the block simulation that's shown here, correct?
Yeah, it's just a generic hatch to indicate, and that's okay. Why I kind of colorized this. But yeah, we'll certainly work with you, and we'd also be happy to provide a revised rendering with whatever we, you know, choose to go with in terms of exterior materials.
Thank you.
Thank you, Henry. Any other members of the board have any questions? I'm going to open it to the public, I guess. Anyone in the public portion have any questions for this expert and the testimony we just gave? Ms. Buckley?
I don't see anyone, Chairman.
Okay, I'm going to close the public portion. Did you want a summation here, Ms. Sarge?
I think perhaps you should check with your professionals to see if they think there are any open issues.
Fair enough. Mr. Chadwick or Henry, do you have any issues before we take this to vote?
The only comment I have is if you approve this, he has to identify the two affordable units. And I think we concluded that they were for sale. So the resolution would also require a monetary payment for the partial unit.
If I may, just if I can respond to Mr. Chadwick momentarily, certainly if the prior resolution and the use variance, if it anticipated and indicated that it was restricted to sales and not rentals, we would obviously abide by that. I just don't know that to be the case. So I would ask that we're obviously held to whatever the previous resolution indicated in terms of that, and that we certainly will meet our affordable housing our affordable housing requirements as whether it's sales or whether it's rentals per the prior resolution.
Certainly the prior resolution is governing, so we will be able to work that out.
Thank you.
They will also have to submit their housing plan to the township's affordable housing consultant. So that gets recorded. There is, in the township's plan, there's a requirement for different bedroom mixes, but there's an exception, small projects, which qualifies as. So they can be both two bedrooms, and we don't have to get into three bedroom issues.
We will certainly agree to comply with all those requirements.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chadwick. Henry,
and Mr. Chairman, I think you need to, just to be careful, to open it to the public for comments since we opened it for questions.
Okay. I'll open this public portion to the public at this point for any comments about this application.
No one, Chairman.
Okay, public portion's closed. Henry, did you want to have any closing thoughts?
No, I think they're willing to work with us regarding the architecturals and also with the staff report. So I don't see any issues that they brought up that they can't comply with or that they won't work with us on. So I don't have any really anything negative.
Fantastic. Thank you, Henry. Appreciate it. Mr. Arch, we're, as a body, we'll take this to vote if you're done.
Certainly. I know when to shut up my mouth.
Okay. good. I wish more. more applicants will like you. I'll make a motion to approve this application with the testimony that was brought this evening.
I'll second.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Arch, we will memorialize this at our next meeting and send you a copy.
Thank you so much. Everybody have a wonderful evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you, everyone. Let's move on
down to item number 10, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of March 10th, 2022.
First resolution is Kendra Bryant Morrow, which you voted to approve. Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Blum?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next resolution is Mario and Viviana Ojeda, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blum?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
The final resolution is Moon Builders, LLC, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Let's go to item number 11, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of March 10th, 2022. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, number, item number 12 is the adjournment. I make a motion to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 Better not be anybody opposing. Everyone have a great evening. Once again, thank you for your volunteering and everyone be safe. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone, guys.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Night.